Julie Mader's studio is a room in the back of her house, full of paintings and art books and tons of art supplies. There's almost anything you'd need for sketching and painting, including a big wooden easel, paints, and collage paper.
Because I do so many different things, you know, I've gone from pen and ink to watercolor to acrylic.
The computer in Mader's studio looks a bit out of place on the paint-splattered table next to a jar of brushes, but it contains a photo she used to inspire her painting titled Summertime. Each year, WPSU's Art for the Airwaves contest focuses on artwork that expresses life in central and northern Pennsylvania. So when Mader set out to create a piece for the contest, she looked through hundreds of photos of red barns, hay bales, and outdoor scenes.
But I kept coming back to this one of the girls wading into the stream because, you know, that's Pennsylvania.
That photo, on which Mader's painting is loosely based, shows two young girls wearing inflatable inner tubes around their waists, wading into Potato Creek in northern Pennsylvania.
In the summertime, and it's hot, and it's you're going to go down to the stream and cool off, and I grew up doing that, and my kids have.
In fact, the little girl in the foreground of her painting, with her back to the viewer, is Mader's daughter, Emma.
She was probably... Try to think how long we made them wear those floaty tubes. She was like 5, maybe. Maybe just 4.
There's another girl in the painting, farther in the background. She's also wearing an inner tube. Mader says she was a friend of Emma's.
We were down at Potato Creek on our friend's property, and it was just basically a typical summer day. And we would do that a lot, take the kids down, sit in the tubes, and you can float for quite a ways down the stream and get out at a bridge and go home.
Well, I remember going down to Potato Creek a lot with my friend who's in that picture.
That's the voice of the little girl in the painting, Mader's daughter Emma, who is now 16 years old.
So did you always wear that inner tube?
Quite a bit, yes. Yeah. I can't fit into it now, though.
Emma says she's used to ending up in her mother's artwork, and she's okay with that.
But it's really cool. I'm happy she won it.
But there's much more to Mader's painting than just two little girls wading into a creek. The canvas is bursting with color, rich copper, yellows, and touches of bright blue that create a vivid haze around the two figures. And the textures are rich and striking. Mader explains.
I like texture, so I'll use modeling paste. They make it to go on canvas, and so I'll use a big palette knife and glop it onto the canvas and then use an old credit card and smear it around to get my texture the way I want it.
Looking around the walls of Mader's house, you see works of art in many different media and styles.
I started out doing a lot of drafting. I was a draftsman for 10 years, so I started out doing pen and ink work.
Mader worked as a draftsman with an engineering firm where she drew heating and ductwork layouts for buildings.
So I did all the drawings by hand. It was before, I'm not computer, I'm old school dinosaur.
Mader's sketches are full of breathtaking detail. She uses a process called stippling, where she does delicate shading by making thousands of tiny black dots, which seem to blend into shades of gray. And she says she almost always sketches to music.
I like bluegrass music, so if I'm doing stippling, then I'm doing some really fast, you know, lots of notes flying through the air. That's perfect for stippling. You need the perfect music is like really what's gonna do it.
What kind of bluegrass do you like?
Oh, the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Mader likes the Steep Canyon Rangers so much, she did a series of detailed pen and ink drawings of each of them. Each one is a close-up of the individual musician's hands playing his instrument.
It's very detailed, and I still do that. I'll do landmarks and people's homes, and they're extremely detailed pieces.
For the most part, Mader says she's focused on preserving regional and natural history in her artwork.
I say that because some of our buildings are falling down and we're losing them.
One of the structures Mader has preserved for posterity in her art is the 19th century Kinzua Rail Bridge in northern Pennsylvania, which was partially destroyed by a tornado in 2003. She drew it as part of a brochure she illustrated for the Allegheny National Forest Vacation Bureau.
I did 17 drawings for them, and since that time, you know, we've lost the bridge. So that's one way of preserving the history.
Mader's paintings and drawings have been exhibited all around northern Pennsylvania. She has also painted two murals on walls at the Smethport Library and one in the town of Ridgeway. Soon, her acrylic painting, titled Summertime, will be hanging in the homes of WPSU members all around central and northern Pennsylvania as a limited edition poster print. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.